Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, a thought-provoking trek through the Book of Proverbs, where timeless wisdom awaits. Join us as I unlock the secrets of Proverbs and transform our minds towards embracing true and godly wisdom. Each day, we'll reflect on a different proverb, in order, unraveling its layers of insight and practical application. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and empowered to live a life of purpose and righteousness. Wisdom for your day starts now. Today is day 132. We're in the 12th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 19 and 20. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. Deceit fills the hearts that are plotting evil. Joy fills the hearts that are planning peace. In verse 19, the truth does not change. If something is true now, then it's always going to be true. This is like wisdom. This is also like Jesus, because Jesus never changes. Hebrews 13:8. Lies do change. When someone lies, he's always changing his story. Many witnesses spoke lies against Jesus. However, their accounts were all different from each other. Mark 14:56. In verse 20, you cannot see a person's heart or mind, but you can understand their thoughts if you look at their behavior. Jesus explained this in Matthew 7:15 through 20. So it's kind of a no-brainer, right? Politicians especially should take note of the first proverb, because a lying tongue might work for a moment, but it won't last. Now, usually we think of evil people as opposite of righteousness, but verse 20 throws a twist by contrasting deceit with joy, just like how evil is contrasted with peace. Here's the deal. Honest folks don't want anything to do with evil things. So those who plan evil schemes do it sneakily, tricking others to join them. But when someone promotes peace, it's like spreading joy. And we all crave peace. And whenever there's a glimmer of hope for it, it brings happiness. So let me ask you, think about our society. We've got all these divisions, political, generational, spiritual, you name it. At gatherings, people often say, "Don't talk about politics or religion." But here's the thing. If we avoid these topics, how can we promote peace instead of deceit? It's something worth thinking about. Well, that's all for today. But I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets. And consider becoming a community member. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. The spiritual advisor is Kimmy Shirley. Special music by Weston McCurry. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. You ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.